Hello? What are you doing in there, boy? Open up. So why'd you lock the door? Okay, whatever. Look, I just want to have a quick chat with you, okay? Don't worry, you're not in trouble or anything. I just think you're ready to finally have the talk. Mind if I come in? Okay, good. So I'll just be quick with you and you can go back to whatever you were doing over there. So, hey, relax. Like, I was just messing with you. You just sit on your bed. It's going to take a while to explain this to you. So, I don't know if you know this, but there's a tradition in our sort of family. It's passed down from generation to generation. My daddy taught me. His daddy taught him. Now I'm here teaching you. And as your daddy, it is my job and my duty to teach you how to take care of yourself. And don't get worried, it's nothing serious, and I'm not going anywhere, but I'm also not going to be here forever. So I need you to pay close attention. Because one day you'll be my age, and you'll go to a bar and find a boy of your very own, and you'll have to teach him what I'm about to teach you. You got it? Okay. So, I'm gonna need you to close your eyes real quick. Okay, just trust me, okay? Okay, open them, boy. Do you know what this is? Well, I don't expect you to, but this is a bottle of isobutyl nitrites. They're poppers. And this bottle, it's also yours. Okay? And so here you go. Just hold on to it. Don't do anything with it. Just a few ground rules for your own safety. You don't drink them. Don't get them on your skin or on your face. And don't mix them with any drugs or alcohol, okay? You might be wondering what you're supposed to do with them. And, well, let me just show you. So you just take the bottle like this. Twist the top off. Then you just put it under your nose, pinch the other nostril, and just give it a good whiff like so. Hold it. Then exhale. Ooh, fuck. And you'll feel a little bit woozy and a bit warm in the face for about 10 to 60 seconds, depending on how new the bottle is. But it's really important that you clear out your nose of all the boogers and shit before you do this. You know, your old man usually takes a hot shower, gets a humidifier, and that usually clears it right up. But anyways, here, you give it a try. Oh, and you might want to lay back, boy. Okay, now, just give it a good whiff. Yeah, like you're smelling a flower. There you go. And now try the other side when you're ready. Attaboy, look at you. You're a natural, shit. Yeah, just sit back and enjoy. Just sit back and just let it take you over. Feel the warm flush on your face, don't you? All nice and rosy inside. Feels good, right? See? But you know that this isn't all that your old man and his daddy before him. You know, we weren't just sitting around huffing poppers all day. Because sniffing these bottles, it feels good. But how about you take off your pants and I'll show you what else we do. Go on, don't be shy. I've seen it a million times now. Just take off your pants and pull out your penis. There you go, boy. See, that's not so bad now, is it? Wow. I just gotta say that, you know, it looks an awful like mine when I was your age. Okay, so here's what you're going to do, right? In one hand, you have your popper's bottle. And in the other hand, you're gonna hold your penis. And you're gonna masturbate it. You know how to masturbate, right? Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, I'm not going to be afraid to give you a few pointers here and there, if you'd like. How about you move your hand and show me your penis? It's looking a little dry. You might want to lube it up or something, if you've got any. Probably do. Or you can just do it the old-fashioned way, the way my daddy taught me. You just take your hand and you just go... If you're ever short on lube, you know, loogie will do you just fine. Okay, now keep lubing up your penis. So up and down. Just make sure you get it nice and coated, you know, you don't want any friction burns. It's a big problem, it's a lot of skin irritation, it's not healthy for you. You know, with the poppers, moderation is key. You see, you don't want to do too much, otherwise you might, like, pass out and hit your head. I know that's happened to me a couple of times. But with lube, well, you can go nuts, little buddy. Let me tell you a little trick I learned. You see, you want to lube it up and just apply a little bit more than you think you need. Then, once you think you have too much, just apply just a teeny bit more. There you go. Now that's one greasy penis. Look at that. You can see yourself in the reflection in that guy. God damn. Okay. Now that you're all greased up, I think you're ready to go. Why don't you put the bottle up to your nose again? Just take a quick sniff, like you're sniffing one of my socks out of the hamper. That's right. I've seen you do it. So go ahead, boy. Just sniff that bottle like nobody's watching. Yeah, there you go. Just keep sniffing it. And then while you do that, just start touching yourself. There you go. Wait, stop sniffing. Is that how you've been touching yourself all these years? No. You need to choke up on the dick. Tighter grip, real firm. Like you're giving me a handshake. No. Give your penis a handshake. Come on, there you go. Up and down, firm grip. Now take another huff. And keep that firm grip on there, okay? There you go. So up and down. Just keep it simple, you know? There's no real reason to reinvent the condom. You just gotta keep a nice firm grip. And make sure it doesn't slip out of your hands while you huff. See, boy, isn't this a good way to unwind after a long day? Yeah, just keep at it. Just keep going up and down. How about you try going a little bit faster? Yeah, don't be scared. You're not going to come. No, you're not going to come for a long time. Keep going, boy. There you go, up and down. Okay, well, I've got a few things I need taken care of, so... You okay if I just leave you alone, boy? Yeah, I'll check up on you in the morning, okay? Yeah, in the morning. You got to do this for a couple of hours before you get the hang of it. Yeah, it's not easy being a baiter, is it? Okay. How about this? Tomorrow, I'll teach you a new stroking technique. But right now, just relax. Just, you know, get the hang of it. Understand the basics of it. And then, who knows, maybe next time I'll join you. Just remember that all that matters is that you make yourself feel good and you take care of yourself. Make sure you're healthy, okay? Good night, little masturbator.